MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Eric Liebenstein. He's director and head of the Insolvency and Business Rescue Department at Worksman's Attorneys. Eric, appreciate the time. Two significant milestones in the local business rescue landscape. Marion Roberts, they did a deal with a differential capital. They've secured 2,600 odd jobs. Group 5, finally done. Not only did it pay back creditors, it even perhaps had some return for shareholders. These are two big milestones, in particular because these are also big numbers.
Absolutely, and I think it's a fairly large step forward for the business rescue process in South Africa, Simon. You know, when you look at stats, South Africa, in the last 6 months, in 2026, you've had over 1,000 companies go into liquidation. Mm. And just in May, 225 companies being placed into liquidation. So this kind of story is good news. I think it's good news for our legislation. It certainly places South Africa in line with what we see internationally when it comes to restructuring processes. And, you know, Murray and Roberts, Group 5 household names, certainly been restructured in a very positive way with, most importantly, job preservation across the board, both in South Africa and offshore. And what is really interesting about Murray and Roberts is that Differential Capital, came along, looked at this quite carefully and went straight in after the business rescue process had commenced, negotiated with the practitioners and made a significant purchase, just over R1 billion, to acquire companies not just in South Africa, but Canada, Australia, Portugal, Chile. And you know, it really is what they call distressed M&A at its highest form. So it's, as far as Murray and Roberts is concerned, a really good outcome. And similarly in Group 5, also a household name. Yeah. I mean, this company has been in business rescue since March 2019. Again, a good outcome for creditors and for employees.
And it tells us that the business rescue process, in part because of the size of these deals, is fundamentally working. Now, to be clear, no company or shareholder wants to see their company go into business rescue. And oftentimes, business aren't rescuable. But in these two cases, absolutely were. And it shows, I don't know, a level of maturity, a level of sophistication for our process.
Yeah, I mean, companies are financially distressed from time to time worldwide. Yeah. It's not something unique to South Africa. The question is simply, do we use our local legislation effectively and where there are good outcomes? And of course, if you leave the process too late, there's going to be nothing left to rescue. And I think in both these examples of Group 5 and Marion Roberts, the practitioners got in early enough to secure proper outcomes with proper value and rather avert the negative outcome of liquidation, which is really the end of the company's life and not good for the South African economy and certainly not good for the workers who are involved in these outcomes. So we like to speak at Worksman's, at my firm, about these notable successes, because if we don't talk about the upside of rescue, no one else will. And I think it's about time people understand that the outcome is both the ability to restructure a company, place it back on its feet on a solvent basis, or alternatively, the success is delivering a better return to creditors than they would have received in liquidation. And once our market establishes that as an outcome and a positive outcome, we can only see more of these transactions happening, Simon, going forward.
And that's perhaps the key point. And you kind of answered it. You say they're often, I suspect, left too late. And I can see as a board, as a CEO, you don't want to make that phone call. I absolutely get it. But I was going to say, well, what are some of the lessons? And one of those lessons perhaps is sooner rather than later, so that there is something left to be rescued, even though it's the last call you ever want to make as a board or a CEO.
Absolutely. No one wants to put up their hands and admit failure. And I think in particularly small family-owned companies or private companies where the company's been inherited through generations, no one's going to say, look, it's my fault. Company's about to go insolvent. But the longer you leave it, there is going to be a much more difficult curve to try and meet when it comes to restructuring the company, dealing with very upset creditors, dealing with a workforce that are halfway out the door. So it is about getting in early, and it's about directing is appreciating the option of a rescue and not just throwing their hands up and saying it'll be better tomorrow when we wake up and continue trading in an insolvent position, which is not good.
Yeah, absolutely. We see few of this size. Is that because they're happening, but perhaps I'm just not noticing them? What is perhaps some of the reason behind the success of these at scale, but perhaps less of them?
So Simon, if you go back, you know, you must remember the Edcon Business Rescue some years ago ended up with Retailability buying out a lot of the Edcon businesses, albeit on a smaller footprint across South Africa. And I think TFG bought Jet Stores, and those stores continue to trade very profitably for those companies. And again, you know, South African Airways, yes, it's been through a restructuring. It's been through a rescue. It continues to fly, you know, even though there are, you know, constraints in respect of making profits out of airlines. These companies exited from rescue in a very good way. And likewise, these two companies, both in the construction sector, have exited with people that have seen value. I mean, Differential Capital, as I said earlier, spent over R1 billion in acquiring these companies worldwide. So there are opportunities for cash flush investors that have cash on its balance sheet and where they can identify good opportunities, particularly in the distressed space.
Yeah, and I take your point. Edcon, SAA, they'd both left my head, but they were, obviously, as you say, they were really, really big at the time, and both relatively recent as well. We'll leave it there. That's Eric Liebenstein. He's Director and Head of the Insolvency and Business Rescue Department. Worksman's Attorneys, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.